When news breaks, you'll hear it first right here. CKNW News Talk 980, BC's news leader.
Back. Time for dog training tips with Ben Kirsten, professional dog trainer. He's with Ben Kirsten and the Wonder Dogs, the unofficial dog whisperer of British Columbia. Ben.
Good morning.
Welcome. And as I said earlier, every time you come on, the phone boards go absolutely crazy because everybody wants to talk to you about how their dog's driving them nuts. So I'm going to open the phone lines right away. So if you have a question for Ben, you've got a question about training your dog, maybe your dog is doing something, chewing the furniture, barking, you want Ben's advice, phone him up right now, 604-280-9898, toll free, 1-877-399-9898, star 9898 on your cell. Ben, I know you wanted to make a point today about how you make sure your dog behaves when you take your dog to the off-leash dog park, right? Talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, yes, that, and really what we want to talk about is responsible dog ownership. That's what I was doing in Vancouver on Saturday with the City of West Van.
Okay.
And, you know, the bylaws guys were good enough to have us over for, you know, a trick and frisbee show and a couple talks about that topic. So, yeah, I'd really welcome input from any dog owners listening, just as to how we can make our communities a better and safer place for everybody, not just seniors and kids and the whole safety thing, but I don't know if any of the listeners recall the Seinfeld episode where Elaine was kept up all night by the barking dog. You know, have you ever been in a situation where you were just thinking, wow, this is really, you know, this needs to change some behavior on the part of dogs or their owners where, you know, you were really just in a quandary as to how to handle a situation. You were trying to stay calm, whether you were out for a jog and a dog was trying to hang onto your ankle, or you're down at the beach having a nice quiet picnic with family, and suddenly three barking dogs rip into the area. They're jumping all over your picnic basket. This is the kind of things I'd really like to hear from any listeners on their experiences, you know, problems they've had, and, you know, how we can make things better for everybody.
Okay, I'm sure you'll get some calls on that. 604-280-9898 is the number to call Ben Kirsten, toll-free, 1-877-399-9898. Let's go right to Kathy. Hi, Kathy.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hi. Ben, it's Kathy.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. Our dog, Yapper, when people come to the door or the mailman comes. And we've used the spray technique, you know, spraying him with the Windex bottle, with water in it, of course. And we still get no results.
Okay, Ben. This is a common one, right? I mean, a lot of people, they have this problem.
Absolutely. And we're right on the theme of responsible dog ownership, so I'm glad you called, Kathy. Exercise is the key to resolving so many problem behaviors, especially this one. A lot of people think that walking their dog on leash around the block a few times a day is adequate. Remember that many of our breeds were bred to go for ridiculous times and distances. The longest recorded fox hunt in history is over three state lines. The hunt lasted 72 hours, and these dogs would stop to lap some water, but for 3 days and change, they just kept on moving. So many of our breeds, whether they're terriers, sporting dogs, working dogs, they're created to go and go and go, and that's why we have neurotic dogs and dogs that are very upset and displaying poor behavior, because they have all this pent-up energy, and for some dogs, it's like they're about to explode. So, Kathy, a really good start would be learning how to exercise your dog, and there's creative ways you can do it. You don't have to turn into a jogger. You don't have to spend 3 hours a day throwing a ball. There are ways that you can exercise your dog without lifting a finger, and there are a few free suggestions on our website. You'll definitely want to check out some of the video clips. So that would be a good start. Instead of correcting every time and using negative measures, turning the whole relationship toxic, shouting no, that does have its place. You know, if there's a situation where the dog's aggressive or you've tried everything under the sun. But really, Kathy, I urge you to start with preventative measures, and exercise would be top of the list, followed closely by training, and that means obedience training.
Okay, Kathy, good luck with that. Let's go to Trudy on the open line. Hi, Trudy.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. Well, I have a question. I have a border collie, and he always used to travel with my husband, 24/7. And my husband passed away, and after this happened, my dog, you can't have him in a vehicle because he literally, once you leave the vehicle, he starts to destroy it, from the vinyl doors to the seats. If another vehicle comes near my vehicle, it's as though he has to protect the vehicle. He gets very aggressive. And I don't know if there's anything you could recommend as far as helping him out with this anxiety or whatever.
Ben, what do you think?
Well, Trudy, just a couple questions. How old is your dog?
He's 3.5.
Okay, so he's just a youngin'. You're talking to the right guy because I've had border collies for many years, as you may know by checking out some of the video clips on my website. In any case, your dog is top of the list for high energy dogs. There's a few that rank up there. Brittany Spaniels, some of the sporting breeds. But out of all the breeds that are in creation, the border collie was bred to go all day. Like, I mean all day. They don't sit down. So because of that, I strongly urge you to consider the exact same thing I just told to Kathy, and that is something we call extreme exercise. Not just exercise, but exercise where your dog is using all of their muscle group, the running muscles, the turning muscles, the sprinting muscles, and only then are they getting complete exercise. So something like, where your dog is playing with another dog, where you're throwing a ball, you're down at the dog park. These are all great ways to exercise your dog. So I guess that would be a good first second question. What are you doing currently? What's your dog's name, by the way?
Skipper.
Okay, what are you doing currently to exercise Skipper?
Well, there's some open areas that I take him to with one of the ball-throwing devices for him to run. I had moved off of 2 acres where he did have a lot of opportunity for running a lot. He does not socialize well with other dogs, which is another issue with dog parks. And that's pretty much the extent. So I'm leery of taking him into public areas where there are other dogs.
Okay, Trudy, thank you very much for calling in. Go ahead, Ben, and then we'll take a break and get some more calls.
One more thing for Trudy, if we have a moment. We've talked about exercise, and there are creative ways to exercise in your backyard or basement, without going out in public areas, which not everybody can do every day, may not be convenient to go out. So, again, Trudy, please contact me for that. But one thing I really urge you to consider, Trudy, is training. Your dog is, up there with the Einstein of the breeds. And if they're not challenged mentally on a daily basis, they will wreak havoc on your life in some way, shape, or form, whether it's chewing stuff up in your house or car, barking, chewing, digging. And you really need to think about channeling your dog's intellect on a daily basis. So that could be fly ball, could be agility, could be just obedience training, just giving your dog a command in a way that they can, give you what you've asked, get that reward every time, retrieving something. Any kind of job you can give your dog is channeling. There is stimulating your dog mentally, and this in itself can produce huge dividends in terms of the problems you're experiencing.
Okay, Trudy, good luck with that. Let's take a break, Ben. We'll come back with more of your calls to Ben Kirsten, 604-280-9898 is the number to call. Toll free, 1-877-399-9898, *9898 on your cell. More of your calls after this.
The Bill Good Show on CKNW.
All right, welcome back. Talking to Ben Kirsten from Ben Kirsten and the Wonder Dogs, wonderdogs.bc.ca, 604-280-9898. Hey, Ben, just before we go back to some calls, tell me about what's this Wade collar that you're all excited about. What is it?
Well, the Wade collar, in my opinion, is really one of the best invention that's come up regarding training equipment over the past 3 decades plus since I've been in the dog business. The Wade collar is such a simple concept. It's amazing that nobody thought of it sooner. Training collars, also known as choke chains, have a number of negative connotations. There are some safety issues and concerns. So the advantage of the Wade collar, which is simply basically a leather collar that cinches up very high on the dog's neck. Picture, you know, a collar almost touching the backs of the dog, back of the dog's ears, because it's that high. And there's a little cinch that lets you adjust it just the right tightness so it doesn't slip down on the dog's neck. Now, for anybody who has been in dog training circles for a bit, they will know that when a collar, any collar, slips down low on the dog's neck, it takes much more, you know, oomph on the owner's part to right. control them if they're freaking out or charging towards another dog. When the collar is up high on the dog's neck, like you see in the show ring, whether it's confirmation obedience, but especially confirmation, it is like power steering. So, A, you don't have the safety concerns of the training collar, which we should talk about because we can save dog owners a lot of grief and vet bills and even a fatality if we spend a few minutes on that. Safety, you don't have the negative connotations of the, you know, being out in public. Some people see a training collar, it's like, oh my goodness, that's, you know, that's bad. That's something cruel on a dog.
Yeah.
You don't have that concern, but the main thing, the most beautiful thing, whether it's a Jack Russell that's just supercharged or a big powerful dog, they come in all sizes, you don't have to, you know, reef on the leash like you're starting the lawnmower if the dog is just, you know, out of control because it's up high on the dog's neck. So that,
right.
that being the bottom line, and they're also safer, in my opinion, than the gentle leader or halty. And those two are brilliant inventions, but they have big downsides, and if we have time, I'd like to go into the downsides of those as well.
Well, we probably won't have time, actually, but the Wade collar is interesting. I was just Googling. It's W-A-D-E, Wade collar, so you can Google it and people get more information there. Let's go back to the phone calls. A lot of people want to talk to you, Ben. Let's go to Andreas.
Hello?
Go ahead, Andreas.
Yes, hi there. I recently, well, it's about 8 months ago, got a rescue dog. He came from L.A., went to Vancouver, went to Bowen Island, and now he lives in Squamish with me, and we're very happy with him, and everything's great and dandy, until the smoke alarm went off, and it was like chaos. He was shaking. I couldn't snap him out of it. You know, I tried giving him treats, and now it's become with the microwave, the just the beep, beep, beep sounds. He doesn't like those, and we had kids playing outside with their little kids with their little ringers on their bikes, and now he's freaking out about those. And I tried giving him the food and trying to play with him at the same time to try to snap his brain out of it, but it's just not happening. Is there anything that you could suggest?
Hey, man, we got about a minute.
Yeah, I'm going to try to talk faster because we need more than a minute, but here we go. Andreas, first of all, you should know that dogs that are in the field, gun dogs, sporting dogs that have been shot mistakenly by their owner, can be rehabilitated given proper time and technique. So we don't have a lot of time. I'm talking fast, but bottom line is if you desensitize your dog to noises starting from 500 feet with a very low noise and then gradually working closer and closer with the noise that are upsetting, you can achieve results. But again, the exercise is huge. It's like giving a dog a giant chunk of Valium. It has an amazing calming effect. My advice to you would be ramping up the exercise to the point that your dog is just spent, wiped every day, and combining that with desensitization from great distances to those noises gradually getting closer. Sorry we don't have more time, Andreas. I wish you the best of luck with it.
Okay, Andreas, thanks. Let's squeeze in one more call. Dave. Go ahead, Dave. We're running out of time. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I've got a 5-month-old puppy. Training is going great on all respects except for one area. When we take her off leash, she takes off. And she won't come when she – well, she won't come back when she's called. Wondering if you have any advice
on
that.
Hey, Ben.
What kind of dog, Dave?
It's a Husky Shepherd Lab Cross.
Well, I've got some good news for you. Because your puppy is still young, shaping the behavior now – can be very quick. I want you to go to my website and check out, there's a number of clips on YouTube. Check out the clip called Run Club, and you'll see how we harness a dog's pack instinct to get amazing off-leash results. Areas where there's deer, rabbits, other dogs, There's no leash. There's no commands. It's a thing of beauty. I can't believe that more trainers aren't using this concept. But check it out. And if you have any questions, just send a quick email, give a call. We'd be happy to talk more about it when we have more time.
Okay, Ben, thanks a lot for calling in. And Dave, good luck with your dog. Appreciate you calling in. Go to Ben's website, wonderdogs.bc.ca. Ben Carson, thanks a lot for being here. Ben, we'll take one final break on the show. When we come back, I'll check in with Jessica Garris. She's the producer of The Bill Good Show. She's next.